慢将会干你们了。没有你，阿祖妈没死，阿爸呢？
The world shine like a real diamond. The one who makes nature shine like a real diamond. The one who makes his children shine like real diamonds. The one who establishes the new age, the new world, is seeing his children who are becoming like diamonds.
Sakkar. Sarupamimi.
So many diamonds are shining in front of Bap Dada in the corporeal form.And also in all four directions of the world.Dada is able to see the shining diamonds
Atma.
on everyone's forehead the shining diamond-like soul is looking so beautiful. Of Bab Dada also, there are the shining diamonds sitting.
Diamond.
As well as in all four directions of the world, Bab Dada is able to visualize diamonds and diamonds everywhere. How beautiful this scene looks. It is such a lovely scene. Now, whose gathering is this? It is the gathering of diamonds, is it not? Though the diamonds are number wise, but still all of them are shining. Gathering of shining diamonds is in front of Bab Dada. All of you are also seeing diamonds, aren't you? Or are you seeing physical bodies? For 63 births, you looked only at the bodies. But now, you are able to see the shining diamond, are you not? Or is the diamond hidden? And therefore, sometimes you are able to see the diamond, and sometimes it remains hidden. This is the diamond jubilee. What happens when a jubilee is celebrated? What do they decorate? Nowadays, they put variety lights on display. The decoration is mainly of colorful lights everywhere. You too do the same, don't you? You put lights everywhere, on trees, here, there, is it not? Therefore, to celebrate the diamond jubilee, for that to have decoration all over physically is only for one day. They celebrate any jubilee or they celebrate any festival like Christmas or any other festival, and on that day they decorate the whole place with lights. But what are you celebrating? You call it the Diamond Jubilee Year. Or do you call it the Diamond Jubilee Day? Is it the year or is it just a day? You are celebrating the Diamond Jubilee Year, is it not? Or is it the Diamond Jubilee Month only? It's the Diamond Jubilee Year. Are you sure? If this is the determined thought of every one of you that we are celebrating the Diamond Jubilee Year, what about those sitting at the back? What are you celebrating? Is it the year, month or day? And everyone says year. And the little children sitting here, what do you say? Year. All of you are celebrating or will celebrate the Diamond Jubilee Year. Are you sure? Think over. Is it going to be a whole year? Okay, really good. And therefore, gulab jamun in your mouth. That is, let your mouth be sweetened. You all will either, Baba says, will you get a gulab jamun today? Well, you'll get toli, sweet toli at the end anyway. before. To celebrate means what? Means to become. To celebrate means to become that. And will you become a diamond through the whole year? Or will there be some flaw left in the diamond? Bap Dada,
Pattam Kunaha, double overs.
Congratulates the children in a double way on seeing the great enthusiasm and zeal in them.
Aaj double.
Today everything is double, is it not? First it's the new year, and second, it's the Diamond Jubilee year. It is the gathering for both to celebrate the new year as well as the Diamond Jubilee year. So those who have said that they have finished the golden jubilee, and that is, they finished their golden stage and now they have reached their diamond stage. So those who say that it is the diamond year for them, Bap Dada, in them Bap Dada wishes to see that Dada wishes to see that each one of you should see no one else except the soul diamond everywhere. Should you see the shining soul, which is the real diamond in all, or should you see just a physical diamond which is made of mud, that means the body? Therefore, as you say that you will see only the diamond, it means you have already become a diamond, because to create a determined thought of this is to become that. So as you have created the determined thought, you will definitely become a diamond and you will see everyone as a diamond. Even if the other soul may be very black, very impure, like black coal, it may be very, very vicious, very impure. But still, what will you see that soul as? Will you see it as a black coal, or will you see it as a diamond? A diamond. And when you will give drishti to that black coal-like soul, your drishti will change that one and make it a real diamond. So this is what service you have to do in the Diamond Jubilee year. Right from Amrit Vela onwards till you go to bed at night. In whose ever contact or relationship you come, you have to become a diamond and see everyone as a diamond. You have made this firm, or do you say that you have to celebrate the Diamond Jubilee year? Therefore, you just put diamonds everywhere to show that you are celebrating the Diamond Jubilee year, or you celebrate, or you do hold some functions, some programs, and say we are holding Diamond Jubilee year. No, of course, you may hold programs, you may arrange different programs that you have to do anyway. And you're already doing that too. But along with that, it's not that you have to merely hold functions, but in the Diamond Jubilee year, the function which you have to hold every day is to become a diamond yourself, see everyone as a diamond, and make everyone a diamond. This should be your function to be held every day, to be done every day. Every day you will hold this function, won't you? Or will you do it only for 2 days or 4 days or only for a week? What will you do? Will you do it every day? You like to hold functions, programs, don't you? So, in this year, the mean pure wish or hope or elevated Srimat is that you should become a diamond and nothing less than a diamond. Nothing different from a diamond. Let anything happen. Let anything happen, but do not allow your diamond to be stained. You become influenced by any obstacle or even if you are under the influence of any sanskar, then too you will be stained. Of course, obstacles will come, and they should come, shouldn't they? Should obstacles come or not come? Should they come? You are the destroyers of obstacles, aren't you? So as this is your title, which means that obstacles have to come and then only you will destroy them. If someone calls himself victorious, but then he says, no enemy should come, but I should be claimed as victorious. Is that possible? Will anybody accept it, that he is victorious without having any enemies which he has conquered? So obstacles will come. Whether they may come from nature, or whether they come from human souls, or whether they come because of so many different circumstances, so these obstacles will come. Let them come, but you you have to be such a powerful diamond that no matter what happens, you should not be stained. Can this be possible? You will be affected, will you? Won't you be affected even a little bit? Are you sure you won't be affected? You are affected sometimes, are you? Say the Pandavas, are you affected? No? Therefore, in the Diamond Jubilee year, therefore this Diamond Jubilee year is the great year, a very important year, just as they celebrate special months, don't they? So too, this Diamond Jubilee year is a great year, a very important year, a very special year. In this year, Bap Dada, wishes to see everyone as a real angel whilst walking, talking, in every action. You have to be an angel. Many say that as the soul is very tiny, very subtle, and the body is so big, it is gross, and therefore even though we try to see the soul, but because it's very subtle, only a point of light, we are not able to see the soul. Instead, we are able to see only the body. So Bap Dada says, yes, soul is very tiny point of light, and maybe it slips away from your intellect. However, angel form is not a tiny thing. It's a big form, is it not? Is angel form a point of light? No, angel means a form of light, a human form of light. Years of the task of establishment have completed, and all of you say that we have love for Shiv Baba, surely, but what do you say? But we also have great love for Brahma Baba. Is it not? Is it not? You have love for Shiv Baba, but you also have great love for Brahma Baba, is it not? Now what's the meaning of having love for someone? What is the meaning of having love for someone? It means to become like that one. Now, in what form is Brahma Baba? He is in the form of an angel, is it not? All the double foreigners are the father's companions, and therefore, what place will you give to your companion? Where does the companion stay? Where does your companion stay? On the heart throne. So, do you sit on Baba's heart throne, or do you sometimes get down from the throne? Always consider yourselves to be seated on the heart throne of the Father, as you are the companions, and therefore never to come down, always seated on the heart throne. You have a right to the Father's heart throne. The one who is the companion, for example, if there is a king and when he will sit on the throne, where will the queen sit? She too has the right, no? Because she is his companion. So who are all of you? You are the companions, aren't you? All the double foreigners are the father's companions. Therefore, the heart throne where you sit, therefore your place where you sit is the heart throne of the Father, and you have full rights to it. Well, this doesn't mean that Bharatvasis are not seated on the heart throne, but today Baba's talking to the double foreigners, and therefore Bab Dada is saying double foreigners are on the heart throne. But whoever is Baba's companion has the right to the heart throne. And you all come from such a far distance running to Madhuban. So what will you remember? Who are you? Companions and seated on the heart throne. Did you understand? Did the double foreigners understand? Haji? And what are the Bharatvasis? The Bharatvasis have the intoxication that if the father would not have come in Bharat, then how would the double foreigners come here? Because in the drama, Bab Dada is called the Lord of the Poor. So, foreign lands are not poor lands, but Bharat is a poor land. And Baba likes the poor. Therefore, Baba comes in the poorest land. He does not come in London. He never does not come in America too. Bharat is an imperishable land. So, America started recently and it will finish also soon. But Bharat is an imperishable land. And therefore, God comes in the imperishable land. Those of Bharat have great intoxication. Do you have intoxication? The biggest intoxication which those of Bharat have is that we have tied Baba in our love and brought him down here in Bharat. See, everyone has to come to Bharat. Even you all, double foreigners, have to come to Bharat to meet Baba. Therefore, Bharat is no less. And foreign lands also no less. All the children of Bharat as well as of foreign lands, both are loved by the Father. You are all beloved children, aren't you? This one is very intoxicated. She has got a seat in the front and she's dancing all the way. The Pandavas also have got a seat in the front. It's good, is it not? Bapdada was remembering Nari. He has just come. Give him a seat in the front. He too is a group leader. How can a leader remain behind? But he is sometimes quite naughty with Baba. Aren't you sometimes naughty with Baba? And he says, he is speaking the truth. First of all, he says, Baba, anything may happen, but whatever you may tell me, but I will not leave you. And Baba also says, yes, if the father will not leave, the child will not leave the father, then how can the father leave the child? This is why. Now, the naughtiness that you do sometimes will finish now. They have to finish is ultimately, is it not?
They cannot bear.
But he has great love for Baba. Other things. Of course, Baba does want the transformation, but because he has love for the children, he overlooks other things, and to have love for God is not a less thing. And Baba is telling you, the ones who are in your group, they also are sometimes naughty with Baba. Means they tell Baba, Baba, we may not be following all the principles, but we, Baba, love you. So in this way they tell Baba. But at least you have done a big job of bringing so many together to Madhuban to meet Baba. How many have come? 55. How many total together? 70. 70. 70 have come. So next time you will complete the rosary. And this one, Kavita, is clever in bringing more. Because Baba last year told them it would bring 108, so this time it's only 70. Two types. Of children have come. Sumbhava is referring to this group because one group is the group of really jnani children. They are regular students, but the other group is not. Therefore, Baba is saying two types of children have come. But as you come more and more, you will come closer and closer. Then even if you try to move away, you will not be able to move away. Can you leave Baba? And they say, never Baba. Can you leave Baba? And if Baba tells you don't come, supposing Baba tells you, you should not come, then what will you do? What will you do if Baba himself tells you, don't come? You will not come? Or will you still come? Supposing Baba would tell you, don't come. And then, will you still come? Why? You should say, yes Baba, it's our right and we will come. It's our home. It's my father, my home. So you have a right. So did you meet Baba? You saw Baba? Awaken the other Sindhis. They are being awakened. And someone is saying, Baba, we will hold a Sindhi conference. And Baba says, yes, go ahead. As big you want, you can do it. As big you want, you may do it. Baba is giving permission. In such a month, so that you are able to book the hotels, and in whichever hotel anybody goes, they should see people who are delegates of the Brahma Kumaris conference. All Mount Abu should become yours. So do it in that month, when the hotels will be easily available here. You have to awaken them anyway. And in Bharat, there are very many good programs being kept in this year for awakening the Bharatvasis. Bapdada keeps getting the news that Bharat is giving a high jump, and in Bharat, in every corner, Baba wants the message to reach. Nobody should be left behind. So this is very good what Bharat is doing. Let the complaint be finished forever. Thank you. Hope you are not tired. The custom here is that at midnight the bells will ring, so Baba has to keep up to the wish of the children. Well, for Baba it makes no difference whether you ring the bells at the gong at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, it makes no difference to Baba, but you want the gong to ring at 12. So, never mind. It's the Brahmins who will celebrate. Who else will celebrate? Dadi Ratan Moini is telling Baba, the youth group is here and they're having their youth, international youth forum. Those in the youth forum, raise your hand. Let Baba see this side also. Tell Baba, here we are, sisters. Baba is not seeing the sisters. We should say, Baba, we are here. Baba is saying, it's good that Bharat and foreign lands have come together for the youth retreat. Who's the teacher? Lee Bhai, raise your hand. Lee Bhai, you can stand up. You like it? You like this youth retreat? You like it?
Student Virasi. Teacher
Virasi. The students are happy and the teacher is also happy. All of you should stand up. All this. So, those who are in the youth retreat. All these are in the youth retreat, the youth forum. So just turn yourselves towards the audience. Let everyone see you. It's very good. They want to present something to Baba. This is a promise which the children have made for the Diamond Jubilee year. That's what he's telling Baba. Baba Singh, very good. We will surrender ourselves to Baba. Very good promises you have made. Now keep, be firm on your promise. Lee Bhai, you are very entertaining anyway. You are very entertaining. This is why you make your students also enjoy and everyone likes it very much. It's very good. Will they speak out the promise? Will they speak out the promise together? Whatever promise has been which they have made, you should speak out in front of Baba. Let everyone repeat. Let everyone repeat it.
So the first line is, Baba, I see you in front of everyone. introversion.
Anyone can come into my room of introversion.
Father, keep our teachers safe.
Father, keep our teachers safe.
Your light shines through, we living diamonds.
Your light shines through, our living diamonds.
Making rainbows of virtues.
Making rainbows of virtues.
I accept that I am dead here.
I accept that I am dead here.
All my feelings are in your world.
All my feelings are in your world.
What?
Thank you, Baba.
Clap. Sit down. Very good. It's very good because the youth of Bharat and foreign lands, they have come together and have shown the wonder. And if you do such wonders more and more, then what can the governments do also? When they will see that the youth of Bharat and other lands, they have come together and have created a determined thought, then in front of your determined thought, they will surrender themselves automatically. Did you understand? There will be this type of program sometime when the youth of Bharat and all other lands will come together and they will awaken the government of Bharat. To all the shining diamonds in all four directions. Who on the basis of their faith and determined thought make themselves diamonds and others diamonds also. To all the elevated souls who remain double light in their angelic stage, to those who remain busy in Baba's remembrance and service, and in this way are conquerors of Maya and the conquerors of the world, to such diamonds of Sangam Yug, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste. He wishes that you become like him, an angel. You become an angel like him. So the best gift which Brahma Father likes is that you become moving angels. Angels moving around, walking, talking as angels. Once you are an angel, no obstacle will have its influence on you. In your thoughts, attitude, vision, there will be nothing but double lightedness. Everything will become double light. Now, are you ready to give this type of gift to Baba? Are you? Yes, are you? Are you ready? Say yes or... Those sitting in the middle, are you ready? Yes? Say haan ji. Those sitting at the back, are you ready? Babu will see. Whatever you have said is all recorded. It's in the tape. It is very good. In order to bring in the golden world, you have to become angels. And when you become angels, you will be like the shining diamonds. Just as a diamond shines, so too your angelic form will shine. Keep on doing more and more practice of this. The moment you wake up at Amrit Vela, the first consciousness or awareness should be of this, that I am an angel. Who am I? I am an angel. You do create the thoughts and you also wish. It's not that you just say it for the sake of saying, but you also wish to become an angel. However, when you check your result, and you also give in writing, what do you say in that? majority of you say that we could not become as much as we wanted to become.
But just percent.
It was only 50%. It was only 60%. So, in the Diamond Jubilee year, will you still remain in percentage stage, or will your stage be complete? Will it be percentage in your stage, even in the Diamond Jubilee year? Why aren't you replying? Will percentage still remain?
Double foreigners
say. Will you be complete, or will some percentage remain? Will it be only in percentage form or complete? Complete, yes. Will percentage remain? Little bit percentage. Should Baba give you permission for some percentage to be still left? What about the Shaktis? Will you become complete, or will there be some percentage margin? You're not saying it with surety, with confidence, Baba, we will be complete. If double foreigners become full, complete, and leave no percentage, then Bap Dada will or even those of Bharat, if they become complete, full pass, without any percentage, then you know what Brahma Baba will do? What will Brahma Baba do? Will he just congratulate you? That's all? What else will he do? What else will he do? Every day at Amrit Vela, he will embrace you in his big arms. And you will feel as if that you are merged in Baba's arms and in experiencing super sensuous joy. Baba's embrace will be so wonderful, so great, so loving. Along with that, Brahma Baba has so much love for his children, and therefore, along with the embrace, at Amrit Vela, he will embrace you, and for the rest of the day, what will you get from him? What will you get from him during the day? Just as they show in the pictures, they have shown just Krishna and there's a story in Bhagavad that there was a cyclone, a storm, and then how Krishna was protected by a snake. They show Krishna's father taking him across the river and the big storm comes, and then how Krishna is protected in a basket by a snake. So actually this is only a memorial, but the real meaning is that the one who becomes complete like an angel, in front of him, even if obstacles come or any adverse circumstances come, then the Father Himself will become your protector and protect you. Try it. Because Bhaktada is not just saying like, not just saying for the sake of saying only. Those who are celebrating, their diamond jubilee this year, raise your hand, all the dadis. They are raising their hand. All the dadis and dadas, the seniors who are celebrating the diamond jubilee. Very few. Yeah, lower your hand. See, Baba is talking you from a distance. To those who are celebrating the diamond jubilee year. Baba speaking to the dadis. For 14 years, at the beginning, you did yog tapasya. Didn't you do it? And dadi is nodding her head. How many obstacles came? So many, but did anything happen to you? And Dadi says, no. So Bab Dada became your canopy of protection, isn't it? Such big obstacles came. The whole world, the big politicians, the gurus, the top people there of importance in the town, they all became against you, but still you remained unshakable. And after that, you also saw the beggary life at the time of tapasya. You saw many obstacles and then you saw your beggary role. Swords came in front of you, even pistols came in front of you, weapons came in front of you, and did anything happen to you? Were you harmed? People were so afraid and many left you because they were afraid. When India and Pakistan partition took place, so many ran away, but did you? And on the contrary, that people ran away and they left their things behind and gave everything to you before running away. You know, when India-Pakistan partition took place, at that time, the Sindhis ran to India, but they were so attached to their things, but they could not carry those things with them as they had to go barefooted. So, because they loved those things, the Sindhis at that time, those who were even anti, very much against you and Baba Singh, the Sindhis, not you Sindhis. At that time, they were very much against you, anti they were, and they also used to insult you a great deal, but then at the end, before running away, they gave away all their things which they liked very much. They gave everything to you and went away. Even the best things they had, they gave to you because they could not take with them, and they folded their hands and said, please, we don't want our things to be used by anybody else, but you use them as we cannot take them anymore with us. So for the world, there was chaos, commotion, confusion everywhere, and you gave just 5 rupees, and you got all bags full of vegetables and fruit and everything. You used to enjoy. There was curfew all around, and nobody would get anything, but you got everything. So people in the world were afraid, but what about you? You used to dance. Therefore, you saw it in practical form that Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, Bab Dada, both of them became your canopy of protection and protected you so well, with so much safety at the time of the establishment, at the beginning. So as these daddies have the experience of that, what about you? You can't experience it? First you.
This diamond follows me.
Whatever you want, as much as you want, you can experience the father's canopy of protection, the father's practical experience of love. You can have it all in the Diamond Jubilee year. Therefore, let this year be the year of blessings, the year to get easy attainments. You won't have to make a lot of efforts because you get tired of making too much effort, don't you? At the time when somebody is tired of making too much effort, at that time Baba sees his face. He feels very sorry for him. He has mercy on him at that time.
Oh,
what will you do? What will you become? You will become an angel. Everything you have to do in that angel stage, walking as an angel, talking as an angel, doing everything as an angel. See, if something is very, very precious, like a very precious, valuable diamond, what is the sign of that? What is the sign of a precious, valuable diamond? You all are experienced. Auntie Baba's talking to these sisters in the front. You have the experience. You wear diamonds, don't you? So what is the sign of that? Somebody says, it has no flaw. But this a diamond is very valuable, it is without any flaw. What is the practical form of that? How is it known? It shines a great deal. You put it in front of light and it will shine so much. And when it shines, what happens? What happens when it shines a great deal? Rays come out of the diamond. Different colored rays come out of the diamond. So different colored rays emanate from the diamond when light falls on it. So too, when you will become an angel, when you will become a diamond yourself, then through your angelic form, the eight powers will emanate in the form of eight lights. Just as there they show eight colors in the form of rays of light, so too, when you will become diamonds or angels, then through you, whilst you walk, move around, the eight powers will emanate and others will get the experience of these powers through you. Someone will get the experience of tolerance through you. Someone will experience the power of decision through you. Someone will experience something else, another one, and something different. So in this way, they will experience the powers through you. And as much you increase your practice, that, for example, from tomorrow onwards, as the new year is also beginning, and it will be the beginning of the Diamond Jubilee year too. So from tomorrow onwards, which means the first month, the month of January, in that 1 month, if you practice becoming an angel, and then when the second month will come, in that month, your practice will increase of becoming an angel. In the third month it will practice, it will increase even further, and as much more it will increase, that much through you others will also begin to get an experience. Did you understand? So this is Brahma Baba's gift to all, which you, this is gift for Brahma Baba. Will all of you give this gift to Brahma Baba, or will only some give this gift to Brahma Baba? What about the residents of Madhuban or those who are sitting downstairs? You will also give a gift to Baba, or do you say, oh, we are sitting in the small hall, not in Om Shanti Bhavan, so this is only for those who are sitting in front of Baba? No, everyone is hearing Baba's Murli, is it not? And those of Madhuban, they are very clever in saying Haji. Those of Gyan Sarovar will also become angels. And those who are sitting above, translating, those who control the light, those who control the mic, they have to all become double light. They all have to become angels. You all have to become angels, is it not? You only are able to hear the voices of those who are translating Baba Singh, because Baba can't hear us. Only those who have headphones, they can hear our voices. So Baba Singh, their voices only you can hear. So all of you will become angels, won't you? Will you become angels? Baba is asking. Hope you won't find it difficult. For 63 births, you have had love for physical bodies. Won't it be difficult to become an angel? Those who keep the determined thought, that for them the determination will definitely lead to their victory. It cannot be avoided. Even if the five elements create havoc, or human souls, however much they may try to confront, but still they will confront, but for you it will be the increase of the power to accommodate, to adjust, and you will be able to accommodate all that. Why? Because you have the firm faith that you will be victorious. The 60 years of the task of establishment have really shown wonders. right from the beginning, the wonders have happened with Brahma Baba and with the children. But never was there any fluctuation in faith. Faith leads to victory, and victory is destined. These were the words of all of you. These were the words spoken by Brahma Baba all the time. So today, Brahma Father is congratulating all of you and giving you immense love. He gave immense love to all the children, however many you are. Whether you are 400,000 or whether you are 1,400,000. But all of you are the arms of Brahma Baba. Oh, but all of you can be immersed or merged, absorbed in Baba's arms, because Baba's arms are so large that not only 400,000 but even 1,400,000 children can be merged in Baba's arms. Such large are Baba's arms. This is why even in Bhakti Marg, the path of Bhakti, they show the huge form of Vishnu, the huge form in which they show how everything is merging in the arms of God. Therefore, all of you are absorbed in Brahma Baba's arms. Therefore, let anything happen. Just as a small child, when it is in the mother's arms or mother's lap, even if someone tells him something, or if anything happens, what does he do? He just hides himself in the mother's lap or the father's lap, is it not? So you too do the same. You are children, aren't you? Or have you become adults? Even if someone is 100 years old, but in front of the father, he is a small child. So, even if something happens at that time, just go and absorb yourself in Baba's arms. This is easy, is it not? It is easy, is it not? Pandavs, you like this idea? So these are things of the Diamond Jubilee year. Along with that, you will celebrate the new year too, won't you? At midnight, 12 o'clock, this year will finish. There's still some time left. Baba's looking at the clock. We are still sitting in the old year. But you are celebrating the new year. You have come for this purpose, haven't you? That why have so many double foreigners come at this time? Actually, it's the turn for Bharatvasis at this time, but why have so many double foreigners come? To celebrate the new year. You have come to celebrate the new year, is it not? You came to celebrate Christmas. Bapdada likes it very much when Baba speaks to or chit-chats with the double foreigners. You also have to celebrate the new year. Now, what will you do to the old year then? Someone says, you will say goodbye to the new year. And that's all, Baba said. You just say through your lips, bye-bye, old year. Is it that what you will do? Or maybe you will paint a picture showing the old year going and the new year coming. In what way will you bid it farewell? How will you say goodbye to the old year? Will you just sing a song and say goodbye, old year? You will dance to say goodbye to the old year? But what will you do? What work will you do? You will make efforts. See, the year is coming to an end and it is taking leave. Now when will this year come back? After 5,000 years it will come back. It won't come back before that, will it? So, you will bid it goodbye for 5,000 years. That means the old year will take leave from you for 5,000 years. And whenever somebody takes leave, you present him a gift, don't you, when he is taking leave. See? Even when you go, before you go, Daddy gives you a gift, doesn't she? It's the gift for saying goodbye. Therefore, what gift will you give to the old year, to the year which is departing? Will you just say, okay, go get away and it will, and you'll send it away? Or will you present a gift to the old year? What does something that is old like? Something that is old likes something old. So what will you give to the old year? Your weaknesses, which Bap Dada saw, that you do give away your weaknesses, but then you take them back after giving. See, that year doesn't come back. That year is very sensible. It comes back only after 5,000 years, not before that. It will not come back to you before 5,000 years. But what do? You give old things away, but then you take back. Why do you take back? You write on a slip or write a note and say to Baba, Baba, enough, Baba, enough. I have freed myself from anger. You write so well. And you also chit-chat with Baba and say at that time, you nod your head so well. You say, yes, Baba, yes, Baba. And then, why do you take it back? Even Baba does not know why you take it back. You have great love for old things. And you know, some children are very clever. What they say, Baba, we left it, but that thing does not leave me. So, what does Baba say then? If, for example, you are walking walking, and by chance something, a thorn pricks you or something sticks to your clothes and follows you, then what will you do? Will you say at that time that let this thing leave me, or will you take it away yourself? Throw it away yourself, or will you wait for that thing to leave you on its own? Okay, even if you leave it and it comes back to you, even if you have thrown it away and it comes back to you, it flies back to you, then what will you do? You'll throw it away again, won't you? Or will you keep it? Because it has come back to you. You will throw it away, won't you? So why don't you throw away old sanskaras too? Even if by mistake they come back, as you don't like them, and in spite of coming back and you don't like them, what should you do? Will you take care of those dirty things which you don't like?
Koi.
For example, even if someone gives something bad to someone by mistake, maybe, will that one take it and decorate it in his cupboard? He'll throw it away, won't he? He will not want to see it again at all. He'll throw it away in such a way. So why do you take this back? Why do you take it back? Or does Bap Dada tell you to take it back? Is it Srimat for you to take it back? It's not Srimat, isn't it? Then why do you take it back? That will come back to you because it is attached to you, it loves you very much, but you don't like it. That thing likes you very much, but you don't like that. Then what should you do? So Bap Dada tells everyone, Bap Dada says, children, to give farewell to the old year means all that what you have determined in your mind. There are so many things for which Baba has already given you signals that you have to be freed, you have to free yourself from them. Are there many things that you have to free yourself from? Eight things you have to free yourself from. Anger, waste thoughts, so Baba has mentioned in this season. So, therefore, say it goodbye and while saying goodbye to the old year, you also present these eight things which you have to be freed from to the old year. Can you do it? Do you have the courage to do it? Can you give these gifts to the old year? Say yes or no. Bap Dada likes it very much when you say Haanji, you say it so quickly and easily, Haanji. Bap Dada likes it very much when you do that. So can you give this present to the old year, or do you enjoy keeping it yourself? Do you like old things? You like old things, do you enjoy them? Do you find pleasure in them? So today, as the year is ending and will not come back for another 5,000 years, It is saying goodbye to you for 5,000 years. Then you at least give this little present to the old year. In this Brahmin birth, it is only one birth in the cycle. It is not more, only one birth. And in this one birth too, nothing is known of what will happen tomorrow. Well, that the old year is taking leave for 5,000 years. You at least say it goodbye for one birth. Can you do it? You love to say Haji, don't you? But when it comes back to you, at that time you think that it is very difficult to give up. It doesn't leave me, what can I do? Baba says, leave it and it will be left behind. That will not leave you, but you will have to leave it. Then it will be left behind. You have actually had so much love for it that it will not leave you on its own, but you will have to leave it. So, with a determined thought and the right method which Bap Dada mentioned, and with complete faith, you have to bid farewell to the old year. Decorate the 8 things you have to leave behind in a beautiful decorated tray and give it to the old year and say, this is the present for you, and it will not come back. Don't shake your faith. Sometimes your faith shakes and you begin to think that you don't know what will happen. And who knows what will happen tomorrow. 2,000 years not completed. If such thoughts come, it is like being careless and making your faith weak. Many children tell Baba many things. They say, Baba, don't worry, by the time the year 2000 comes, we will become complete. Now, Baba, we are not complete. But by the time the year 2000 comes, that date is not given by Bap Dada. Therefore, it shouldn't be that you wait for the year 2000 to come for attaining completion and not make preparations, and the new world comes before. Therefore, don't be careless and wait for the year 2000.
Revise karu. Bar
Therefore, revise everything that you have been told and revise it again and again because you forget. Whenever you start any task, you have very good thoughts. I'm a soul, I'm a soul, this one is a soul. All our souls, and I'm a soul doing this action through this body. You start off any task with these thoughts, but later on, as you move along, whilst continuing your task, the thought of the soul merges, and the task which you are accomplishing, that becomes part of you in such a way, and you become so involved, your mind and intellect is also so involved along with your hands and legs. It's not that just your hands and legs are involved, but your mind and intellect are involved so much that you make yourselves busy in it completely. Bab Dada has said that you are not that much body conscious, but you become action conscious a great deal. You may not be body conscious, but you become action conscious, that act conscious. And then you say, Baba, I didn't make any mistake. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say anything bad to anyone. But Bab Dada says, okay, even if you are not body conscious, but you are action conscious, and at that time, if something happens, what will be the result then?
Action conscious.
What will be the result of being action conscious? Instead of being soul conscious, because you won't get the fruit which you would get otherwise when you're soul conscious. So the method is for becoming soul conscious continuously is to keep on revising again and again, keep on checking again and again. When the task is accomplished, at that time you think, that I'm a soul. No, but even when the task is being accomplished, it is taking place, even at that time you should be naturally soul conscious. So the easy method for that is keep on revising again and again. Do you get the time to revise or do you remain too busy? Do you get time to revise? If you revise, then what will happen? That you will save your time which you would otherwise have to spend in thinking about how you did and how well it went and how well it did not go. But if from time to time you are revising your soul conscious stage, then you won't have to think about it later on. So, whenever you check your chart, at that time, check two things, not just one thing. The first is that I did not do anything wrong. Well, when you do not do anything wrong, it's that you don't lose anything. But then that's not enough. To not lose anything is not great. To not lose is for that, of course, congratulations. But how much did you accumulate? If you don't lose, but you don't even accumulate, then you become, then, and in which list will you go? You neither lost nor did you gain. So in which list will you come? So what do you have to check? How much did I accumulate? You have to check your chart or account of accumulation. Because for the whole kalpa, whether you will be rulers or whether you will be worshipped, but for the whole kalpa, for the whole kalpa, when do you have to accumulate? Now, is it not? Or will you accumulate in Satyug or Dwapar Yug, Golden Age or Copper Age? No, it's at this time that you have to accumulate. Therefore, you have to check that how much did I accumulate? You should accumulate to the extent that it lasts at least for 21 births, and you get the fruit of that in the royal family. If you accumulate less, then you will come in the silver age and you may miss the golden age. Do you like this? Do you like it? Do you like to come in the silver age? The highest happiness is experienced by those who come in the Sun dynasty. The leftover of happiness is experienced by the Moon dynasty. Therefore, you have to check your account of accumulation or profit. How much you have accumulated during the whole day. If you aim for accumulating as much as possible, then very soon you will become free of obstacles. And you will be able to stabilize yourself in the angelic stage constantly. So what is the method? You have to keep on revising. Every hour you should revise.
God's conscience.
What consciousness do you have to bring in you? Not action conscious, but soul consciousness. Can you do it? Can you do it? Is it possible? Is it possible? Baba is asking again, is it possible? Bab Dada checked everyone's chart.
Total. Percent.
Bab Dada observed that 50% of the children see others and become careless.
Come, come.
50% of the children saw others and became careless. Some were even very good children. Were very careless. The thoughts came, these things go on, they will go on, never mind, these things happen. Bab Dada smiles when he hears this, because supposing one person stumbles and falls down and will someone else who sees that one stumbling also stumble? So if you see someone else careless and make other and become careless yourself, is this being sensible? Is this being sensible? No, it is being very, very, very careless. And the result of this will be in the form of a very big form of repentance. At this time you may not find it something big. And you may say, oh, it doesn't matter. But Bab Dada is observing everything. How careless you become. Oh, how many become careless? Bab Dada observes everything. How many become careless? How many follow others in bringing their downfall? In bringing their own downfall too. So Bab Dada feels mercy on such children, because the moments of repentance will be so difficult to cross. The moments of repentance will be so difficult to cross. This is why do not allow the wave of carelessness to spread. Do not increase the wave of seeing others and becoming careless. Instead, bid that goodbye along with the old year. Sometimes when you are very enthusiastic, at that time a little bit of disinterest comes. But that disinterest remains temporary. It is very short-lived. This is why whatever Bap Dada has spoken about freeing yourself from, you have to be a great attention to that. It is often seen that as you get older in Gyan, carelessness increases to some extent. Whatever intoxication, enthusiasm which you have at the beginning is not there later on. Sometimes there is carelessness even in the study. You may think, oh, I've heard everything, I know everything. Just think, if you have understood everything, if you have come to know everything, then why would Bap Dada continue the study? He would finish teaching. If a student has already finished studying, why should the teacher still continue teaching? It would mean the end. However, bid farewell to carelessness in the best manner you can. Do not see anyone else. See only the Father. See Brahma Father.
I
if someone stumbles, then the task of a Maharathi is to save that one from stumbling and not stumble himself. Therefore, you will bid farewell to the old year in the best possible way, won't you? What is the time now? What is the time now? It's 9:40. So you still have 2 hours. So, as you have 2 hours left, in these 2 hours, prepare everything you need to say, to bid farewell, goodbye to the old year. Make all the ingredients ready, everything ready. Bap Dada will see.
Bap ko gift dene mein.
But who takes a number ahead in giving this gift to Bap Dada? Will it be the double foreigners who come ahead, or will it be the Bharatvasis who will be ahead? Both will take the number, won't you? But Bap Dada wants to see who will be ahead. Will the Bharatvasis take? Will you take a number ahead? Bharatvasis say yes or no? They say haan. And those sitting at the back didn't say much. Now double foreigners, be ready.
Thank you.
double foreigners. How many, from how many countries have you come? So Mirabhan has a list. 36 countries. 36 countries. So 36 countries representatives are here. And how many zones of Bharat have come?
Five.
Five zones of Bharat. And double foreigners from 36 countries. All double foreigners, raise your hand. Those sitting on the floor are mostly double foreigners. Very good. The double foreigners always stay in the company of the father, keeping Baba as their real companion with them all the time. As the name is foreign lands, so too the father's company is felt very, very much, is it not? Though you are far away in physical distance, but you are very close to the Father, are you not? Because if the Father is with you, it means that when Maya sees you in the Father's company, it runs away from a distance. It's only when you become alone that Maya gets a chance to come to you. But if you are not alone, then Maya cannot get a chance to come to you. As the Father himself is giving an offer that I am with the children, then God's offer which is got only now at this kalpa, at this time, is never received at any other time in the whole Kalpa. So as it is the offer given by the Father Himself, that I am with you, so be in His company. Let, even if any difficult situation comes, but because the Father is with you, that difficult situation will change into an easy situation. Do you experience the Father's company? Do you? Yes? Haji? Double foreigners are the special decoration of this Brahmin family, just as this hall has been specially decorated today. It's looking beautiful, is it not? You double foreigners too, each one of you jewels are the decoration of the Brahmin family. As you are the decoration, see that you remain firm, just as this decoration is on the stage. But what will happen if all falls down? It will not look good, will it? Therefore, always think that I am a diamond studded in the crown of the Brahmin family. What if a diamond falls off from a crown? It will not look good, will it? It won't look good, won't it? Therefore, understand your importance to that extent. You are in the Father's company, you are great souls. Do the double foreigners consider themselves to be this? Do you think that you are so great? Are you that great? Are you all great? Double foreigners reply, yes. Haji. Those double foreigners sitting at the back, are you all great? Yes? It's good. There is very good news of the service you do in all four corners. The good news keeps coming to Baba. In Bharat, they are doing their own programs. In foreign lands, they have their own programs.
Save me. Apne ko.
but you keep yourselves busy in service. That is very good, and you have to continue to keep yourselves busy in service all the time. Because service is the method, the means to keep yourselves safe. As much you keep yourselves busy in service, that much you will remain safe. Did you understand? Okay. This one has brought a group. Who is it? Kavita Benz. Those who have come with Kavita, raise your hand. Baba mentioned Kavita's name. Raise your hand. All those who are in Kavita Ben's group. Raise your hand high. The Pandavas. You can come in the front, Baba is telling the Pandavas of Kavita's group. Those who can sit on the floor, come in the front. Give them way, please. Yeah, little bit. The others, little. Give them way, please. Give them place to sit in the front. Those who are sitting in the front, please give these brothers to sit in the front. Just as they are sitting on their knees, you also sit on your knees, all of you. Now it looks like a good bouquet. Because Kavita Ben was saying the other day that last year Baba told her, you have to bring a bouquet of 108 flowers. So she's not very sure that she could bring 108, but this many have come. You are very happy to see this big Brahmin family, aren't you? See, just look behind how big your family is. Look behind. And every member of this family is a selected jewel, a very special jewel.
Aap logon ko dekh kar ke khush ho.
The Bharatvasis are very happy to see you. Because all those who were against the VKs at the beginning, they have all changed themselves and now they have very good feelings about the institution. And in Sindh, in Hyderabad, you know, when the anti-Omanli started, at that time they were the uncles, the cousins, the father-in-laws and so on. And you are the members of that family, means their forefathers were actually of the anti-party. And so you have come out of that group and become Baba's children, so how lucky you are. The Sindhis there were very much against, but now they have come closer, because they have come closer, this is why Baba told the Sindhis to sit in the front. Are all of you happy? Is your group happy? Are you happy? The one at the back? Are you happy? Never mind, you can sit. You may sit. All the double foreigners are the father's companions, and therefore, what place will you give to your companion? Where does the companion stay? Where does your companion stay? On the heart throne. So, do you sit on Baba's heart throne, or do you sometimes get down from the throne? Always consider yourselves to be seated on the heart throne of the Father, as you are the companions, and therefore never to come down, always seated on the heart throne. You have a right to the Father's heart throne. The one who is the companion, for example, if there is a king and when he will sit on the throne, where will the queen sit? she too has the right, no? Because she is his companion. So who are all of you? You are the companions, aren't you? All the double foreigners are the father's companions. Therefore, the heart throne where you sit, therefore your place where you sit is the heart throne of the Father, and you have full rights to it. Well, this doesn't mean that Bharatvasis are not seated on the heart throne, but today Baba's talking to the double foreigners, and therefore Bab Dada is saying double foreigners are on the heart throne. But whoever is Baba's companion has the right to the heart throne. And you all come from such a far distance running to Madhuban. So what will you remember? Who are you? Companions and seated on the heart throne. Did you understand? Did the double foreigners understand? Haji? And what are the Bharatvasis? The Bharatvasis have the intoxication that if the father would not have come in Bharat, then how would the double foreigners come here? Because in the drama, Bab Dada is called the Lord of the Poor. So, foreign lands are not poor lands, but Bharat is a poor land. And Baba likes the poor. Therefore, Baba comes in the poorest land. He does not come in London. He never does not come in America too. Bharat is an imperishable land. So, America started recently and it will finish also soon. But Bharat is an imperishable land. And therefore, God comes in the imperishable land. Those of Bharat have great intoxication. Do you have intoxication? The biggest intoxication which those of Bharat have is that we have tied Baba in our love and brought him down here in Bharat. See, everyone has to come to Bharat. Even you all, double foreigners, have to come to Bharat to meet Baba.
Bharat become there.
Therefore, Bharat is no less. And foreign lands also no less. All the children of Bharat as well as of foreign lands, both are loved by the Father. You are all beloved children, aren't you? This one is very intoxicated. She has got a seat in the front and she's dancing all the way. The Pandavas also have got a seat in the front. It's good, is it not? Bapdada was remembering Nari. He has just come. Give him a seat in the front. He too is a group leader. How can the leader remain behind? But he is sometimes quite naughty with Baba. Aren't you sometimes naughty with Baba? And we say yes. He is speaking the truth. First of all, he says, Baba, anything may happen, but whatever you may tell me, but I will not leave you. And Baba also says, yes, if the father will not leave, the child will not leave the father, then how can the father leave the child? This is why. Now, the naughtiness that you do sometimes will finish now. They have to finish is ultimately, is it not?
They cannot change.
But he has great love for Baba. Other things. Of course, Baba does want the transformation, but because he has love for the children, he overlooks other things, and to have love for God is not a less thing. And Baba is telling him, the ones who are in your group, they also are sometimes naughty with Baba. Means they tell Baba, Baba, we may not be following all the principles, but we, Baba, love you. So in this way they tell Baba. But at least you have done a big job of bringing so many together to Madhuban to meet Baba. How many have come? 55. How many total together? 70. 70. 70 have come. So next time you will complete the rosary. And this one, Kavita is clever in bringing more, because Baba last year told them it would bring 108, so this time it's only 70. two types of children have come. Prabhupada is referring to this group because one group is the group of really jnani children. They are regular students, but the other group is not. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying two types of children have come. But as you come more and more, you will come closer and closer. Then even if you try to move away, you will not be able to move away. Can you leave Baba? And they say, never Baba. Can you leave Baba? And if Baba tells you don't come, supposing Baba tells you you should not come, then what will you do? What will you do if Baba himself tells you don't come? You will not come? Or will you still come? Supposing Baba would tell you, don't come. And then, will you still come? Why? You should say, yes Baba, it's our right and we will come. It's our home. It's my father, my home. So you have a right. So did you meet Baba? You saw Baba? Awaken the other Sindhis. They are being awakened. And someone is saying, Baba, we will hold a Sindhi conference. And Baba says, yes, go ahead. As big you want, you can do it. As big you want, you may do it. Baba is giving permission. In such a month, so that you're able to book the hotels, and in whichever hotel anybody goes, they should see people who are delegates of the Brahma Kumaris conference. All Mount Abu should become yours. So do it in that month, when the hotels will be easily available here. You have to awaken them anyway. And in Bharat, there are very many good programs being kept in this year for awakening the Bharatvasis. Bapdada keeps getting the news that Bharat is giving a high jump, and in Bharat, in every corner, Baba wants the message to reach. Nobody should be left behind. So this is very good what Bharat is doing. Let the complaint be finished forever. hope you are not tired. The custom here is that at midnight the bells will ring, so Baba has to keep up to the wish of the children. Well, for Baba it makes no difference whether you ring the bells at the gong at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, it makes no difference to Baba, but you want the gong to ring at 12. So never mind. It's the Brahmins who will celebrate. Who else will celebrate? Dadi Ratan Mohini is telling Baba, the youth group is here and they are having their youth, international youth forum. Those in the youth forum, raise your hand. Let Baba see this side also. Tell Baba, here we are, sisters. Baba is not seeing the sisters. We should say, Baba, we are here. Baba is saying, it's good that Bharat and foreign lands have come together for the youth retreat. Who's the teacher? Lee Bhai, raise your hand. Lee Bhai, you can stand up. You like it? You like this youth retreat? You like it? The students are happy and the teacher is also happy. All of you should stand up. All this. So, those who are in the youth retreat, all these are in the youth retreat, the youth forum. So just turn yourselves towards the audience. Let everyone see you. It's very good. They want to present something to Baba. This is a promise which the children have made for the Diamond Jubilee year. That's what he's telling Baba. Baba saying, very good. We will surrender ourselves to Baba. Very good promises you have made. Now keep, be firm on your promise. Lee Bhai, you're very entertaining anyway. You are very entertaining. This is why you make your students also enjoy and everyone likes it very much. It's very good. Will they speak out the promise? Will they speak out the promise together? Whatever promise has been which they have made, you should speak out in front of Baba. Let everyone repeat. Let everyone repeat it.
So the first line is, Baba, I see you in front of everyone.
Baba, I
my room of introversion.
Anyone can come into my room of introversion.
Father, keep our teachers safe.
Father, keep our teachers safe.
Your light shines through, we living diamonds.
Your light shines through, we living diamonds.
Making rainbows of virtues.
Making rainbows of virtues.
I accept that I am dead here.
I accept that I am dead here.
All my feelings are in your world.
All my feelings are in your world.
Thank you, Baba.
Clap. Sit down. Very good. It's very good because the youth of Bharat and foreign lands, they have come together and have shown the wonder. And if you do such wonders more and more, then what can the governments do also? When they will see that the youth of Bharat and other lands, they have come together and have created a determined thought, then in front of your determined thought, they will surrender themselves automatically. Did you understand? There will be this type of program sometime when the youth of Bharat and all other lands will come together and they will awaken the government of Bharat. To all the shining diamonds in all four directions. Who on the basis of their faith and determined thought make themselves diamonds and others diamonds also. To all the elevated souls who remain double light in their angelic stage, to those who remain busy in Baba's remembrance and service, and in this way are conquerors of Maya and the conquerors of the world, to such diamonds of Sangam Yug, Map Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste.